This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, a report on James Lee Jr. This goes to Dr. Miner on 12/11/24. Mr. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study data 3/7/24. There's been deterioration of lung function or poor effort. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing progression. Clinical correlation would be required for further assessment. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diane McQuarrie, MACQUARRIE. This goes to Dr. Strickland on 12/11/24. Mrs. McQuarrie performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial activity period compared to a prior study dated 6/5/24. There's been no change period in a paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford C. Creed. This goes to the VA on 12/11/24. Mr. C. Creed performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8/22/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant progression period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 12/11/24. Mrs. Johnson performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 431 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. This goes to Deborah Adams-Wingate, FNP on 12/11/24. Mrs. Rogers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired period. There was mild impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/11/24. There's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression. Mild restriction and airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity showing no progression period. Thank you.